This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Everybody, welcome back to Games with Bill. Let's see if I remember how to do this. It's been a while. This is Games with Bill, your almost daily micro podcast about the video game industry. I know it's been a while since I've had an episode. I came down with the flu and I was super, super sick, and I couldn't work, and I couldn't record podcasts, and I couldn't talk for any length of time without just coughing and coughing and coughing. I stuck a whole lot of Q-tips up my nose to find out if it was COVID. It was not. It was the flu. But man, I felt like I had been hit by a bus. And so that's why you haven't had an episode of Games with Bill in a while. And thank you guys for being understanding about that. But hey, the show must go on. This is Games with Bill. Each episode, I try and find one topic in the video game industry and talk about it for hopefully less than 10 seconds. Let's jump right into the topic. If you've listened to my show for any length of time, then you know that I love MMO games. I love massively multiplayer online role-playing games. I remember back in the late 90s, I was in the Army. I was stationed in Hawaii. My friend came to work. He said, "Bill..." Well, he said, "Fairchild," because we all used last names to talk to each other. And he said, "Hey, man, you got to check out this game. It's called Ultima Online." And he was describing it, and I was like, "Wow, that sounds really cool." And then he said it was 10 bucks a month or whatever the cost was. And I said, "Wait a second. You got to buy the game, and then you got to pay a subscription on top of the game in order to play it. I'm out." And a couple days later, I ended up swinging by his house, and he was showing me the game, and I was convinced. So I went to whatever the store was that sold PC games in Hawaii, I think Circuit City, maybe? I'm not sure. I went to the store, picked up a copy of Ultima Online, brought it home, dialed up to the internet, because that's what you did back in the day, connected, installed the game, connected to his server, which was the Sonoma server, made my character, and I've been playing MMOs pretty much ever since. I played like almost, I'm not going to say all of them, because I'm sure that there's quite a few that I haven't played, but I went through quite the list, you know, Ultima Online, EverQuest, Asheron's Call 2, EverQuest 2, Anarchy Online. Let's see, what other some of the weird ones that I played? Star Wars Galaxies, Star Wars The Old Republic, World of Warcraft, of course. And, you know, there's a bunch of other ones that, Guild Wars, Guild Wars 2. I love MMO games. And another thing that I really, really like a lot is the Horizon series. Now, I have not played the sequel yet, but I played the first one. I don't feel like I really gave it a fair chance. And it's not that I didn't think it was a good game, but it's an open world game, and it's a game that I ended up playing right after Breath of the Wild, which was another open world game. And I was like, I need to play a different genre. And so I never got back to it, but I probably got 20 hours or so into Horizon. Is it Zero Dawn is the first one? I can never remember the name of these. The first one where, you know, Aloy and the robot dinosaurs, and she's got a bow and arrow and stuff. That game was really cool. And the thing that I think I liked most about it, more than the combat, more than the other mechanics in the game, the thing that I liked most about it was the world building that they had. Like, what in the hell created all these giant robot monsters? And why are they just roaming the world? Why are we like back to like caveman status, essentially? Like, that's a really compelling story to unfold. I never got to the end of the story. I don't know how it unfolds. But I love the world. I think the world in the Horizon games is fantastic. And this story comes to us from Rock, Paper, Shotgun. Headline, Horizon MMO could be in the works at Guild Wars publisher NCSoft. I am a huge fan of Guild Wars and Guild Wars 2. I loved playing that game. Now, I'm fairly certain that Guild Wars 2 was published by ArenaNet and not published by NCSoft. But NCSoft, if I remember correctly, they've been making a lot of MMO games in the past. I think that they made, what's that superhero one where you could spend hours just making your own superhero? City of Champions, I think. Maybe City of Heroes. I think it was City of Heroes. I played the hell out of that game. That was super fun. Super fun. No pun intended. Anyway, NCSoft, they're a hit and miss with MMOs. I definitely remember playing some of their games and thinking, this isn't as fun as this that they made, but I'm willing to give them the benefit of the doubt. Is it going to be more like Neverwinter with a billion different currencies and free to play? Or is it going to be more like Guild Wars 2, which was buy to play, and then their monetization model was expansions and stuff like that? I don't know. But what I do know is that I really like that world, and I'm interested in checking it out. Now, Sony is working with NCSoft to make a massively multiplayer take on this sci-fi action RPG. And I think this sounds cool to me. And I'm curious. I want to know, what are your favorite MMOs? Obviously, we've got big ones like World of Warcraft, etc. I'm curious. I forgot to mute my phone. I'm curious, what are your favorite MMOs? Maybe some of the smaller ones that other people haven't played. Like, I had a ton of fun playing Asheron's Call 1. That game was amazing. It was the first game that I played where the world felt like it was changing as you played. And I thought that was really, really cool. Just give me one second. I have to send a text. The second thing, or another one that I really loved, like I said, Guild Wars. What a weird system where you could like go out and get NPCs to join you on quests and go through the world and play through the story and earn skills by completing quests. And then you take those skills and you add them to your bar so that your character is unique compared to other characters. Or like Neverwinter, which I really did have fun with, where you could completely play a healer. And even if you were playing a healer, you were doing combat and healing at the same time. It felt awesome. So I want to know, what are your favorite MMOs out there? And are you interested in playing a Horizon MMO from NCSoft? I think that's very, very interesting. Anyway, let me know what you guys think. If you want to get these shows 100% ad-free, head on over to patreon.com/runjumpstomp. Big thank you to everybody who's supporting over there. And again, thank you to everybody for being patient with me not having episodes for over a week because I was sick. You guys are awesome. Anyway, you're going to keep this one short because I'm going to start coughing soon. So have a great day, everybody, and I will see you on the next one. From the Nerd Nest, I'm Bill.